Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Tuesday night Vista Life conference call. And I just want to give everybody a special welcome tonight. This is exciting times with Vista Life. And there are so many new associates coming in the company. And we always like to give a shout out to a few of those people. If you're on the call, welcome. You are definitely at the right place at the right time. We've got Elmer Raber, Martha Coons, Annie Martha Yoder, Andrew Yoder, Terry Talley, Christina Chump, Rebecca Smucker, Glenn Miller, Michelle Held, and Julie Raber. You guys, welcome to Vista Life. Glad to have you on board. And also, we always like to highlight our top sponsor for this past week. And it just always amazes me to see their names. They're on here so many weeks in a row. But Norman and Esther Wingard, way to go, you guys, from Munfordville, Kentucky. Congratulations. Also, this is the change that's coming. Our Tuesday night conference calls. Okay, they are also going to be Zoom calls. We have a new number. That's why I wanted you to have your pen and paper ready. This is going to start next week, same times, 8 o'clock Eastern, 7 o'clock Central. But you can either call in or you can hit a link and Zoom in, and you don't have to worry about being all dressed up and them seeing you. It's just going to be the speaker who is going to be seen. But that number is 929-205-6099. That's 929-205-6099. And the meeting ID number is 761-963-2758. That's 761-963-2758. And then the passcode is 1664. That's 1664. And this is going to be in the newsletters and everything, so you'll have a chance. You can call the company if you didn't get a chance to write it down, you know, or I'm going to be sending out emails also. And I just want to let everybody know I have been so honored to be able to host these calls over the past, I don't know how many years. It's been fun. I've enjoyed it. And so it's going to be a little bit different. I'm anxious to see what it's like next Tuesday night. So you guys, you know, spread the word. Spread it out to all your people, because we don't, you know, we want them to, you know, be able to get on the call next week, because that other number is that you called in tonight is no longer going to be good. So anyway, let's get on with tonight's call. I am always so excited. I'm excited for either one of them. But Dr. LeBron Long, for those of you that are new to the call, he's our formulator. And he talks about, well, definitely the products, but we never know what he's going to be talking about. But I truly enjoy listening to him talk. Every time he speaks, it's words of knowledge. I feel so honored to know him, and he's been such a help with me and my health and my husband's health, and we just really, really love Dr. LeBron. So without further ado, let's get him on the call. Dr. LeBron?
Yes, Susie, can you hear me okay?
I can hear you great.
All right. Well, it is certainly good to be on the call, and if you don't mind, normally I wouldn't ask you to do this, but if you will, make sure at the end of the call we mention that number again, and just to make sure that if anybody gets on the call, we get everybody, get that number out to everybody. I know that, you know, you guys, these calls are important to you as they are to us, and we just want to make sure you get that information. But it's so good to be on the call with you guys. It's a very chaotic time, let me put it that way, for a lot of people. So there's a lot always going on. And right now, I know a lot of people have different things on their plate. And this month is really, you talk about cholesterol this month. This is kind of cholesterol awareness month and all that. So I'm going to cover some issues about cardiovascular, but I don't think I could leave any call right now without talking about the immune system. So I'm going to cover both, even though I have covered the immune system some. I just want to make sure that we're doing everything that we can do to keep our immune system strong, because that's your best thing to do, period. You know, we can talk about this type of medicine or that type of something you can do, procedure you can do. But at the end of the day, we all know keeping our immune system is very strong, and that's without whether we have a pandemic, whether we have whatever it is that we have going on. We never advocate that we cure anything. We don't do that, and you guys know us very well. We don't prescribe. We don't do anything that the medical field is there to do. What we do is just teach people, hey, if we put these things in our body, there is a probability you give your body the best opportunity to be able to stay healthy and to combat issues when you may face them. So that's what we're talking about, and that's anything as a whole. We're talking about keeping healthy. That's what's important to us and to people that we come in contact with. That's Corrine and I have said that for years and years now, that we want to make sure that we're giving people the tools that they need to stay as healthy as they possibly can, and of course that's what we do. So that's what it is to live the Vista life. So again, we're so happy that you're a part of the call tonight. I know you guys have busy lives. It's always important to get on here and get the information. I normally talk about product. Dr. Corrine is going to talk more about business and things going on internally and stuff of that nature with the company. So tonight, let's just get right on into this thing. I'll start off with cardiovascular because, again, this is Cholesterol Awareness Month, and we kind of want to get into the importance of maintaining. We all know the importance of maintaining good cholesterol. Simply because our blood platelets get sticky. You can also cause plaque buildup that can lead to blockages if we get cholesterol levels that are way too high. We also have to be careful that we don't get cholesterols too low, because cholesterol is important for two major things, and that is that it's important for your memory and for brain function. Anything that fires in the brain fires because of fat lipids. And so it's very, very important that you have cholesterol. If you notice that people, when they lower their cholesterol too much, they often have a tendency to forget things and have memory loss and stuff of that nature, which is something that you got to watch for. Also, you got to watch out for with some medications of weakening the muscles with statin drugs. They oftentimes have a tendency to weaken the muscles. That's why CoQ10 is always recommended that you take with any statin medication, or even a supplement like red yeast rice that lowers cholesterol. You want to take CoQ10 with it because it can weaken the muscle. That's why CoQ10, you will always see it recommended with anything that lowers cholesterol. So keep that in mind as we're talking about this, because it's very important, and we all want good cholesterol. We also want good cholesterol ratios, which is between your bad cholesterol and your good cholesterol. There has to be a proper ratio there as well. So you want to make sure that those ratios, when you get your blood work, not only is your cholesterol levels low enough, but you have enough good cholesterol that outweighs the bad cholesterol, which is extremely important as well, or you're still going to have issues. So cholesterol should be one of those things that we talk about a lot, just because it's very important. Cardiovascular illness is the number one cause of death in the United States. And so keeping our bodies strong, keeping our bodies cholesterol balanced, keeping our heart functioning as it should, our arteries doing what they're supposed to do, all of those things are important. And I know they're important to you because they're important to my family. And I have the same history that probably most of you have of cardiovascular illness running here, or high cholesterol here. And, you know, you could look on either side of your mom or dad and find it. It's not a problem when it's the number one cause of death. So number three cause of death is stroke. So you still have, you know, you're still in there with that same number one and three cause of death. It's pretty strong that we need to take care of our cardiovascular system. So with that being said, exercise, you definitely want to keep exercising. You also want to watch what high cholesterol foods that you are consuming, which are very important as well, to stay away from those. A lot of times we consume, you'll find out that in like baked goods and things of that nature, you'll find a lot of high cholesterol, animal fat. You have to watch because of high cholesterol and just things of that nature. Can I still eat them? The answer is yes, but you need to consume them in a very moderate level and not in, you know, every day, two or three times a day. All of that's going to create more and more problems. So, again, you know, always a good diet, always exercising, always less stress in your life. You know, with whatever supplement that you're taking with whatever, you know, foods that you're eating, you're using a supplement to improve your overall health. You're using a supplement to add to what you should be doing as well. So we want to do the, we want to do all of it. We don't want to be, well, just take these pills and everything will be all right. You want to be doing everything that you can do, again, to give your body the best opportunity to have success, to have good health. And that's what we're after. So make sure that that's what you're doing and that we're taking care of that. So again, to add to that, red yeast rice has been around for quite some time, which is basically rice that has been fermented. It's also called hongku is the other name for it. But basically red yeast rice has been shown to lower the levels of cholesterol and bring them into healthy ratios. So there's some benefit to that. There's information out there about that and how it works. You can also, with that, use CoQ10, which I would highly recommend. CoQ10 is coenzyme Q10 that helps to keep, it's basically the enzyme that keeps the heart functioning properly. So it's very important to have good health cardiovascular-wise to make sure that, you know, CoQ10 is one of those things that you'll even see a lot of cardiologists, medical doctors actually recommending to people now, especially if they're using a statin type drug. So keep that in mind again, because it helps to keep the muscle strong, heart being one of those muscles. And of course, there's a lot of benefit to that. So CoQ10 added with red yeast rice, a lot of benefit to those two together. Going a step further, you also have things like krill. Krill oil is another product that is basically more beneficial, and most of the research has been done on it, than fish oil. The reason being is that krill has a tendency to have higher EPA and DHAs, which are the anti-inflammatory part of any fish oil, or in this instance, krill oil. Krill oil also has been shown, as with any fish oil, because they're high in omega-3, to help with triglycerides along with cholesterol. So your triglycerides, most people don't realize that a lot of their bloodstream is fat. The blood consists of a lot of fat. So you have a three different types of fat that create that triglyceride. And so it's very important that you keep those low as well. And that's where krill oil comes into play as well. Krill has also shown to be beneficial in issues with cholesterol. So you want to, because of the fact it has a high level of omega-krill. So, omega-3. So omega-3 is really the back nutrient that makes all of that fish oil or krill oil do what it does. But one of the other things, too, is you have omega-6 and 9. They're not quite as important as 3, but they're very important in keeping good platelets, good triglyceride levels, as well as good cholesterol. So there's a lot of benefit to those, especially in combination together with some of the other things that we have talked about. Another side note, we introduced at our last rally the apple cider vinegar gummy, and it's very, very popular. People typically use it because they like the weight loss benefits, or they like the benefits to the digestive tract. But there are some research that shows where apple cider vinegar has also been very beneficial for cholesterol levels, as well as also blood sugar levels. So there's a lot of information out there. That's why it's kind of stayed popular for so many years. There's a lot of information out there that actually shows some of the benefits for used, particularly in clinical studies, of how that it could benefit blood sugar levels, could benefit cholesterol levels. And so that's another side product that, again, you may want to look at and think about as well, just because this just has a lot of benefit in a lot of different areas. So we've seen people using that product and seeing results from it and been very, very happy with it. So that's one you want to keep in mind as well. Last but not least, talking about cardiovascular and cholesterol being our main focus here, is the CardioVibe. CardioVibe is a product that is high in L-arginine. It's a formulation, L-citrulline. It basically has, it's a formulated product designed and to be based off of the studies that were done in the early 90s that were done by three doctors who won the Nobel Prize for Medicine for discovering nitric oxide pathways. So nitric oxide, basically anytime you consume L-arginine in the right combination with the right amounts, it can convert to a gas called nitric oxide. Nitric oxide keeps the endothelium strong, which is the inner lining of the artery. And so in response, you can get keep very, very good and healthy endothelium. Now, a lot of you say, well, why do I need to keep a healthy endothelium? Because it actually keeps anything from sticking to the internal wall of the artery, so that the artery can, you know, do what it does, which is squeeze and push blood through it, just like a pipe. But anytime there's a nick on the inside of that, cholesterol will come as a Band-Aid, which is very important. That's another very important thing that cholesterol does. But if there's too much cholesterol, it can actually go from blocking off the scarring of the artery to causing a full-blown blockage. So that's where you have to be really, really careful. You get plaque buildup, and you've got issues. So this is where it is so beneficial to use things like CardioVibe. You'd have to take it on an empty stomach, because you have to do it on an empty stomach so it will convert in that 30-minute time frame from a liquid basically to a gas. And of course, that gas is used in the bloodstream to help keep the endothelium strong through nitric oxide pathways. So very, very interesting information, and how that all works is just amazing. And we've seen a lot of benefit with people over the years just with the use of that particular product itself. So keep that in mind. I want to give you all the information I can in the time frame that I have. You can go further and research what I'm saying here as well for yourself, because I think that's important. And we live in a day where there's great information that we can, you know, pull from and really find out what these things do for us and the benefit that we receive from them. Then we also want to go right on into the immune system. So we cover the cardiovascular, and again, it's very different than what I would normally do. I normally wouldn't do two subjects, but I want to make sure that we cover it, because I think right now with what all is going on, very important that you realize that there's things out here that can help your immune system and benefit you tremendously. So with that being said, one thing I want to talk about, and you guys talked about it before the call is concerned, is the big concern is the immune five, and everybody's been talking about the immune five and what we're doing with it, how it works, and how many people are jumping on the board with it. Immune 5 is basically five different ingredients. It starts with zinc, vitamin C, vitamin D, and, of course, NAC and quercetin. Now, the four major components in it, the C, the D, the zinc, and the quercetin, the way they all work is D, as you well know, is basically the building block for the immune system and keeping the immune system strong. So it's very important if you're making sure that you have enough vitamin D in your diet. And I say that because I'm trying to figure out a way to present this to you. But if you do a lot of research, and even our own government has done research about vitamin D and the fact that if you live above the Mason-Dixon line, that you have a tendency not to have much vitamin D in your diet, because you either should get it from food or you should get it from the sun. Well, naturally, if you live above the Mason-Dixon line, you're not exposed to the sun as much as us from the south. So southern people had a little more vitamin D than people from up north. But the other thing that's interesting, too, in some of the studies they've done, in order to get vitamin D from the sun, you also have to take off your shirt, and your back and shoulders need to be exposed, not just your face and arms, which most of us, when we're outside, especially if you're from up north, you're probably got a shirt on because it's, you know, it's a cold a lot of time of the year. So, you know, people don't typically walk around without their shirt on, especially in everyday working environment in our society. So with that being said, we know people are not exposed well enough to get those vitamin D's from the sun as they should. Now, not saying that the sun doesn't give you the vitamin D that you need, but you're probably not getting enough exposure to get that every day in and day out. So that was the concern for the study, and they talked about supplementing with vitamin D, and that's where you get the vitamin D3 that you see talked about so much. So vitamin D3, and it's a big deal now that even when you get blood work, you'll find out that vitamin D3 is a big part of your blood work. And most of the time you find out people are not getting enough of it. And again, it is your building block for your immune system. So that gives you a little bit of back take of vitamin D. Zinc is another one that's been around. The popularity of zinc oxide, using zinc, is really was during the Vietnam War. They used zinc a lot for, topically. We use it now for rashes and stuff of that nature. You can go in a pharmacist and get some zinc oxide. But zinc was used to basically pack wounds. And so during wartime. So one of the things that zinc has been used for is for wound care. So you see a lot of benefit with wound care with zinc. So it actually helps wounds to heal quickly. And it also can keep bacteria or a virus from replicating. And so that's extremely important when you're talking about zinc and some of the research that we know about it. So keep that in mind as one of, your go-tos. And I don't know if you've noticed, but like you can get like a Logens or maybe a Cert or a Hall or when you're sick, cough drop. Yeah, that's what I'm looking for, cough drop. But you can get you can get those, and you'll notice that they have zinc in them when people have a common cold, because a common cold is a virus. And so it will replicate and get worse, and you can also spread it. And so zinc is used in a lot of very much so in over-the-counter stuff to help you be able to get over that. So you may use a cough drop. You may see a cough drop have zinc in it, which zinc doesn't really affect the cough. It's just beneficial for your overall health when you're fighting something like a cold or something of that nature. So zinc is extremely important. Then you got vitamin C. Vitamin C, my biggest thing to tell you with vitamin C is go listen to or look up Linus Pauling. He was way ahead of his time. He was actually considered kind of a lot of professionals called him a quack at the time, because he had a huge amount of research about vitamin C and how vitamin C would attack bacteria and viruses and things of that nature, and how it would help with the immune system. So the benefit of it for the immune system was just unbelievable. So Linus Pauling did a lot of just really great research about vitamin C and all of its wonderful benefits. So a great, great product that's been out there and used, and a wonderful vitamin that most of you have heard about. But most of you probably didn't know Linus Pauling came up with most of that research. And today he's considered, just very, very important in the research of vitamin C. But at the time, everybody thought he was a little out there. So just a tremendous product or vitamin, and you want to make sure that you use that. Then you also have NAC. NAC is, let me go to quercetin first, and then I'll talk about NAC. But quercetin is important because quercetin is basically a bioflavonoid, and it's recently just been talked about a whole lot. Now, quercetin, we was already using it in Breathe-Ease, because it's been shown to be very beneficial for the upper respiratory tract, but it's also shown to be beneficial to protect damage to the kidneys, liver, things of this nature, because it's a bioflavonoid. And bioflavonoid is pretty simple. If you take an apple and you cut it in half and that apple begins to die, then that's because it's oxidated. Free radicals begin from the air, begins to hit that apple, and of course it begins to cause it to die. And for parties and stuff, what people started doing is they put lemon juice on the apple, so when you set them out in a tray, they look really nice. And because sometimes you'll pick up an apple at a party or something, or maybe a wedding, you go to eat the apple and it tastes like a little bit like it's got a little lemon on it. What they've done is they put lemon on it because lemon is a bioflavonoid. And so what it does is it helps to keep the apple protected against free radical damage, so it doesn't break down. And so, therefore, you got a fresh-looking apple, and it looks really nice on a party tray. So that's kind of the same premise here when you're talking about quercetin, because, again, I'm trying to visually, over the phone it's difficult to do this, but trying to visually say, hey, this is what it's doing for my body. It's a line of protection, which is so important. And then last but certainly not least is NAC, and NAC has actually been shown and has been used to help clean up the lungs. It's been used for quite some time. It's actually been around since I can ever remember, as far as just cleaning up the lungs, and that is, it's so important. And they've used NAC too for issues like, for example, if you had, maybe you got exposed to a poo chemical or some type of toxin or something of that nature that would cause problems with your lungs, they would use NAC to help clear that up. So there's just a lot of benefit to what it does and how it's beneficial. And so that's just a great, great side ingredient as well. Again, how should I take this? I would recommend, if it were me, I take one in the morning, one in the afternoon. I mean, one about afternoon and one at night before I go to bed. I use three a day. A recommendation is going to be two to four a day. So I take two. I would say take two on a normal basis, four if you feel like you've been exposed to something. Or if you're just, you know how we get when the weather changes. And like right here in Georgia, we're fixing to get into fall, and the leaves are starting to fall already. And so you're going to get like massive falling of leaves, and you're going to get this kind of ragweed thing going on. And so you'll have a lot of people start coming to you saying, man, I got allergies. My chest is congested. You know, what am I going to do? I need something to help me just kind of get my immune system, kind of give it a kick in the rear end, so to speak, so I can, you know, it'll help fight for me, because it's right now I'm not seeing that. So that's where the benefit of that, of, you know, Immune 5 can be right now. But also it can be beneficial just to keep the immune system doing what it needs to be doing and protecting the body. I don't want to get off the call without mentioning also VistaVive. VistaVive, there's a lot of research with adaptogens, which is what it is, a liquid. And you take a cap full of it a day, and it's used as, and it's been shown in all of the research with adaptogens, that it helps to increase T cells, which are killer cells, which are your fighter cells. They help you to fight. When your body is under attack, it helps the body to fight. And I'm not going to go any more detail than that. That already give you enough detail. It would be no different than somebody trying to intrude on your house, and you're standing there with a gun saying, listen, you know, my children live here and my wife is here, and you're not coming past this door, no matter what happens right here. You're not coming in to hurt my family. Well, that's no different when you're being attacked. The human body is being attacked, and you're standing there going, that's what T-cells do. They say, hey, wait a minute. You're not going any further than this, because we're going to attack you if you take another step. And that's what they do. And so they're really, really beneficial overall for the, you know, the entire body. So T-cells, and again, adaptogens have shown in many studies to be beneficial to increase T-cells in our body. Again, we're talking about keeping our body healthy and strong. We're not talking about curing anything. You know, any statements that we made on here is not to cure, diagnose, treat any type of disease. It's for informational purposes only. We don't even, the FDA or FTC hasn't even looked at anything that we're saying here, because we're just talking about keeping the body healthy and strong. We're not trying to cure anything or take care of disease. That's not what we do. We just give the body what it needs and let the body do what it naturally has been designed to do, take care of itself. So that's what we're about. So that's important. I hope the information that you've been given to tonight adds value to your life. It's very important to us that you get valuable information on these calls. That's what they're, you know, for you to spend your time, you need information. And so I hope that that's beneficial to you. Also, I want to go back over to Susie. We want to... Dr. Karina just wrote me a note. She's in the car with me, so she may want to say something. But we just want to say we appreciate the years that Susie has hosted our call.
Yes, absolutely. Miss Fantastic. And we'll still get to hear her and see her, but we won't necessarily have to have a host for Zoom. So we love you, Susie. We appreciate you very, very much. That is not a paid position or anything. Susie does that to give back to you guys. And volunteers for that, and I really, really appreciate you, Susie. And I know if the lines were unmuted, you would hear a big roar in the background. Woo! Thank you, Susie.
Yeah. There's our cheerleader right now. So we appreciate that, Susie. And I did ask Susie to stay on the line to give you guys the information one more time, because I think it's very important that you get the information. Make sure you get it out to your people about the new number. So, Susie, will you give us that information one last time as you sign off tonight?
I definitely will, and thank you so much, you guys. Okay, the number is, and what is so neat about this, too, you'll have a QR code that you can just point your phone at, and it'll take a picture, and it'll bring up the Zoom. Or, if you don't want to do the Zoom, here's the number to call in. 929-205-6099. That's 929-205-6099, and then the meeting ID is 761 963 2758. That's 761-963-2758. And then the passcode is 1664. So I can't wait to experience the Zoom on Tuesday nights. And again, thank you all so much for letting me host you. And until next Tuesday, God bless. Good night, everybody.
Thank you, guys. Good night. God bless.